There are paintings and sculptures and many different forms of creative art at the Ann Arbor Art Fair taking place this week. This is Lisa Berry, and there's also one local musician, Mr. B, who's been performing on the street and now in his own art booth for the past 4 decades. Since 1980, Mark Braun, known as Mr. B, has been rolling out his piano onto the streets of downtown Ann Arbor and entertaining art fair goers with many hours of live music.
Sometimes I bring it on my piano bike, sometimes friends help me bring it in my truck. We roll it down the street, bang it over the blacktop, over a couple manhole covers, get it nice and out of tune, just start to play a little bit, you know.
This will be his 40th year in a row appearing at the Ann Arbor Art Fair, starting back in 1980 in his early 20s. Mr. B played on his own for the first 15 years, but is now officially invited by the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair organizers for the past 25 years. He says the energy is definitely different in his latest location.
In the old days on the old corner, it was very wild. There were all sorts of stories that I couldn't begin to tell on the radio. It was wild. It was a wild scene. It was near all the bars there, and it was real street busking.
When he started playing piano at the art fair at the corner of East and South University, he had to fight for a spot as performers came from all over the world to showcase their performance art, at which is technically 4 different art fairs taking place at once. But Mr. B says when they moved the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair to the North University area, he moved with them and now plays some 10 hours a day on North University near Hill Auditorium and the Michigan League. Does he get requests?
Yeah, Pine Top's Boogie Woogie people ask for a lot. This is coming up on its 100th anniversary, too. This tune came out in 1927, and I hope I'm still playing piano in the year that this is 100 years old. This is good on the street. I've had dancers come by the dozens, whole dance clubs that come to Ann Arbor and know I'm going to be out there and come by and dance, just individuals. There you go.
The weather is typically extra hot during the annual art fair, and Mr. B says performing some 11 hours each day takes a toll on his hands. So he's developed a routine that begins with first cleaning the piano keys very well with furniture polish.
It cleans the keys, gets the dirt off, and makes them real slippery. Now, if a normal pianist went up and played a keyboard that had keys that slippery, you'd hate it. But for me, to play all day long like that, I don't want there to be any friction on my fingers because it wears down my hands real hard. So I do that, and then I wash my hands constantly and keep them clean, and I put them in baby powder on them. So, and then I ice my hands all day long. So I have an ice bucket that I can put my hands right down over my wrists up to my forearms, and it keeps the inflammation at bay from all the, you know, so much exercise.
He has some regulars who come and sit for hours listening to him play at the art fair, and others share their memories, telling him,
I used to come here when I was in a stroller on your old corner, and they're standing there, and their kids are in a stroller. In some cases now, 3 generations. I've been doing this for 40 years. So there are a lot of people that don't see me at the Arc. They don't know that I play concerts around the world. They just think I'm the guy that plays the piano at the art fair, which I am. And that's where they see me. That's the only way they see me. And they come out year after year.
He played piano at the art fair for tips and merchandise sales, but says the best payoff is the feedback from people who listen and who have connected with what he's doing.
I mean, really, with tears in their eyes. I can't tell you, this happened to me dozens and dozens of times. People have said, you know, mentioned a tough spot in their life or something that their mother was going through or something. They came down and they sat with me and they enjoyed it for a little while, and how much it really, you know, the value and the strength of music. And people say what it means to them and how it's made them feel and how it's maybe healed them or made their day better. And, you know, it makes you feel right about what you're doing.
Mr. B admits playing over 40 hours of piano on the streets of Ann Arbor, there will be some repeats, but adds most every song has a story.
The story I like to tell about this is I was playing it with J.C. Heard one time in a concert, the great Detroit drummer, and he said, now that is some belly rubbing music. Right. Come on down, folks. 40 years of doing it in the street. Mr. B, yours truly. Please come down and say hello.
I'm Lisa Berry.